There were large influxes of immigrants who came to the United States in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. They mostly came from Europe and were looking to escape wars or to find more economic opportunities in a new country.
Immigration has continued since those early waves, but the numbers of people and where they've come from has changed in a lot of significant ways.
A new report looks at the demographic trends of foreign-born residents of Wisconsin and what their experiences have been. Malia Jones is an assistant scientist and social epidemiologist at UW-Madison's Applied Population Laboratory. She authored the report, which can be found on wiscontext.org. Malia, good to have you back.
Thank you.
So who falls under the heading of foreign-born residents?
When we talk about foreign-born residents, we're talking about anyone who was not born in the United States. And that can include immigrants who are here on a temporary visa, like a work visa or a student visa. It includes people who are here with no legal documentation, for example, those whose temporary visas expired. It also includes people who have legal permanent residency, so they're not U.S. citizens, but they have green cards or refugee status, and so they can stay and work here in the United States permanently. And then also a big part of this group is naturalized United States citizens. So they were born outside of the United States and moved here and then became citizens with voting rights and all the other rights and responsibilities of citizenship.
So here we are about 17 years into the 21st century. How different are the demographics that we're seeing now of foreign-born residents versus those previous historical waves of immigrants?
It is pretty dramatically different. In Wisconsin, historically, the immigrant streams, we had tremendous immigrant streams who came from European origins, especially Germany, Ireland, Scandinavia, and those immigrant streams really tapered off a century ago. The part of history where Wisconsin had the largest number of immigrants was in 1890, when something like a third of the Wisconsin population were foreign-born. And today we see those European origins have really tapered off, and we're seeing much more diversity. People are coming in from Asia and Latin America in particular, and also continuing immigration from Europe.
It's not one of the big points in the report, but something that certainly caught my eye was, especially in those previous waves before air travel was really accessible or affordable, there was actually a category for people who were born on boats.
Yep, that's right.
And so where do they fall? Because they're not in their home country, but they're not being born here either.
This is a complicated question, it turns out. People who were born at sea are listed in the census, which is what we use for this report, in a separate category. And that's because their citizenship status is pretty hard to figure out. In general, if you're born on a ship or an airplane today, you are given the citizenship of the country where that vessel originated. But that's not
so
universal.
Different
countries do this different ways. It's changed over history.
How does the number and percentage of foreign-born people in Wisconsin compare to other states?
We have considerably lower foreign-born populations, smaller relative to our population size than lots of other states and the United States as a whole. In Wisconsin today, it's about 4.5% foreign-born, and that includes the 40% of foreign-born people who are citizens. Hmm. And in the United States, it's over 13% who are foreign-born. In some states, like traditional immigration destinations like California and Texas, it's much, much higher. California is almost 30% foreign-born.
So I'm guessing at least part of that is where we are located in the country. It's farther to go to get to Wisconsin.
It is. It's further to go. I think part of this has to do with the history of immigration and how porous the border has been over time. You know, it used to be fairly easy to cross the border between the United States and Mexico and come in from either Mexico or other origins in Central and South America than it is today. And that led to the creation of these historic streams where people, someone would come over, find a job in California in the fields, and then their neighbors and their cousins would come because they knew someone there. And it sort of creates this building migration stream.
We're talking with Malia Jones. She's an assistant scientist and social epidemiologist at UW-Madison's Applied Population Laboratory. And we're taking a look at new data that digs in on where foreign-born residents of Wisconsin have come from and in what numbers over several generations. So, Malia, we said that we have fewer number percentage-wise and sheer numbers of foreign-born people in Wisconsin compared to some other states. What about areas of Wisconsin? Are there areas where foreign-born populations tend to cluster?
Yeah, in general, immigrants to this country and to Wisconsin come for work opportunity, and so they end up in places where there are jobs. And in many cases, that means cities, manufacturing hubs, and then agricultural centers. And so people who came here for work, we see big clusters of foreign-born residents in Milwaukee, Madison, other urban centers in the state. And then we also have some clusters that happen in more rural areas, and those are related usually to some kind of either refugee resettlement program or an economic opportunity. So, for example, we have a large Somali cluster in Barron County, which is a fairly rural place. And those were refugees who were resettled there and took up in the meatpacking and processing industry in that area. And then, they sort of created the initial migrants. Refugees came in and created that settlement. And then, more Somali migrants came and settled in the same area and entered the same line of work.
How would you say that the undocumented foreign-born residents and those with legal status here differ in numbers and in the experience that they have?
The undocumented population, so these are folks who do not have legal permission to be in the United States. And I'm a demographer. The thing that is most striking from my perspective is we know hardly anything about them because they are very difficult to count. And so there are some estimates that were performed to figure out how many undocumented immigrants there might be in Wisconsin, found that about 1% of the total Wisconsin population, or about a third of all the foreign-born residents in the state, are undocumented. But truthfully, we don't know a lot else about them. We know that they come like other migrants. They come for work opportunities. They tend to be poorer. They have worse health outcomes, and they don't like answering surveys. So it's pretty hard to figure out. And I think in terms of experience, they don't want to answer surveys because of a fear of deportation.
So the undocumented residents have a different experience compared to those that are here with legal status. The foreign-born residents who have legal status, do we know how they fare compared to residents of Wisconsin that were born either in the state or at least in the United States?
Yes. So foreign-born residents who have legal documentation, who are here on some kind of visa or are naturalized citizens in the United States, they tend to have about the same levels of employment as native-born people from Wisconsin or elsewhere. They do tend to be somewhat poorer and have lower levels of health insurance. Those are data points that are on the census. And then the other thing that we talk about in this report, which I think is really interesting, and it speaks to the reasons people immigrate to Wisconsin. When you look at education, there's this really strong bifurcation. And we see a big group of people who come with very low levels of education, much lower than the state average for native-born residents. Those would be people who are coming for farm labor and manufacturing, food processing, working in the dairy industry. And those labor groups that really support our dairy and manufacturing economy. And then you also see a big group with very high education, and they're coming in highly skilled migrants to work in medicine, research, and other skilled fields.
And as we wrap up, Malia, do you have a sense of what future data on foreign-born residents in Wisconsin might look like?
Yeah, so if you look at the history of these trends, you can see that Wisconsin has followed the pattern of the U.S. in general, but it's lagged in terms of when those trends begin. So I think if we look at what's happening in other states right now, we'll see a little hint about the future of Wisconsin's foreign-born residents. And what we see is that we as a nation are increasingly dependent on foreign-born labor, especially in the low-skilled occupations. And so in traditional immigrant destinations, those migrant streams have increased as long as there are jobs to be had. And we'll see that in Wisconsin as well. We've already started to see it, and it will continue. And really, that's a good thing, because it means that if people are coming here for jobs, it means our economy is thriving and people are working and being productive.
Well, Malia, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Malia Jones is an assistant scientist and social epidemiologist at UW-Madison's Applied Population Laboratory. She joined us to share information from their new report about Wisconsin's foreign-born population, which you can find on wiscontext.org.